Construction crews are breaking ground on what's going to be a transformative project for Santee. The community center construction has officially entered phase two this month. And Sarah, this isn't just another municipal building.
No, Marcus, this is a 2,500 square foot, two-story facility at Sowen 129 Riverwalk Drive, adjacent to the Cameron Family YMCA. What makes it particularly significant is that it's designed to serve dual purposes, community gathering space during normal times, and the city's backup emergency operations center when needed.
The timeline is substantial. Phase one, which was parking lot construction, ran from February through June 2026. Now we're in phase two, the actual building construction, which runs June 2026 through September 2027. The groundbreaking was celebrated January 30th with Mayor John W. Minto and Barnhart Reese Construction leading the project.
The facility will include multi-purpose rooms, an event center, and outdoor deck and patio areas. The anticipated public opening is November 2027, so Santee residents are looking at about 17 more months before they can use this space. But the Emergency Operations Center capability means it's serving a public safety function even before general programming begins.
This Emergency Operations Center backup is particularly relevant given the fire safety initiatives happening simultaneously. The city is advancing a major fire safety plan for the San Diego River Corridor, backed by that $7.2 million FEMA grant we mentioned earlier.
Those fire safety upgrades include new surveillance cameras in high-risk areas, which connects to another technology debate happening in Santee, the automated license plate readers. The city is moving toward a one-year, $18,000 contract for six automated license plate readers to assist sheriff's deputies.
The license plate readers would integrate into a growing countywide surveillance network for crime investigation and stolen vehicle tracking. Given that sophisticated Jeep theft ring that deputies just broke up, you can see how these technologies might help law enforcement respond more quickly to organized crime.
But privacy advocates have raised concerns about data retention and civil liberties, and those are legitimate issues. How long is this data stored? Who has access to it? How is it used beyond the stated purposes of crime investigation? These are questions that cities across the country are grappling with as surveillance technology becomes more sophisticated and widespread.
The $18,000 annual cost for six cameras seems relatively modest, but the bigger question is about the infrastructure this creates and how it might expand over time. Today, it's six cameras for stolen vehicles, but surveillance networks tend to grow once they're established.
Now, shifting to education news in East County, we have significant developments in the Grossmont Union High School District, which includes Santana High School and West Hills High School in Santee. The district graduated 4,725 students this week, with ceremonies held June 3rd through 4th across nine comprehensive high schools, two charter schools, a middle college high school, and two special education academies.
That's one of the biggest graduation weeks for East County families, representing thousands of young people moving on to the next phase of their lives. But there's also concerning news about how the district has been handling mental health services for students.
A San Diego County civil grand jury report published June 2nd found that the GUHSD Governing Board's 2023 decision to change mental health providers was based on falsehoods and misrepresentations about care provided to LGBTQ students. This is a scathing finding, Marcus.
The board voted 3-1 to deny renewal of a contract with San Diego Youth Services, which left students without access to six mental health clinicians and a suicide prevention program for 4 months. 4 months without these services during what we know is a mental health crisis among young people.
The grand jury made 10 recommendations, including allowing San Diego Youth Services to provide services to three high schools through its East County Behavioral Health Clinic. That agreement expires in June 2027, so there's time to implement proper oversight. The district has 90 days to respond to these findings.
This connects to broader questions about how school districts make decisions about student services, especially when those decisions appear to be influenced by political considerations rather than student welfare. Mental health services aren't optional extras. their essential support systems.
For younger students, the Santee School District is launching a new career technical education program for 7th and 8th graders, funded by a $21,500 state grant. The first 12-week elective, Digital Media, launches this fall in collaboration with GUHSD teachers.
Future electives in health science, specifically sports medicine, and information and communication technologies are planned for 2027 to 28. This represents forward thinking about preparing middle school students for technical careers, giving them exposure to these fields before they get to high school.
And for immediate community news, the Santee Teen Center opens for its full summer schedule tomorrow, Friday, June 12th, following a last day of school ice cream social held Tuesday. The Teen Center actually opened early today, June 11th.
These teen programs are particularly important during summer months when young people need structured activities and social connection. Given the mental health challenges we've been discussing, having quality youth programming available is both preventive care and community building.